Crime. Who killed Sir Roger? Inspector Daly tries to find out who killed Sir Roger. He talks to the people who were in the house when Sir Roger was killed. First, look at these words and then listen to the text.
Murder? Surely there must be some mistake.
I'm afraid there's no mistake. I'm quite sure. He was found dead this morning, with a knife in his heart. I think someone didn't like him.
Maybe it was an accident.
Don't be silly, Captain. You heard what the inspector said.
But who could have done such a thing?
That's what we're here to find out, Captain. That's why I'm here.
Are we suspects?
Madam, you're all suspects, and yet you are not.
I don't understand.
Lady Agatha, where were you at midnight last night?
I was watching TV until about 11:30. Then Splinter, our butler, brought me my water. We talked about the weather. Then I went to my room.
Can you prove it?
Well, when I went to the bathroom, I met the captain in the hall, and we both heard a terrible scream.
And you, Splinter?
I went for a walk, sir. I wasn't feeling too well. I also took the dog for a walk. He likes a walk late at night.
And you expect us to ask the dog what you were doing?
No, ma'am. But you can ask Mrs. Pimple. She lives in a house down the road. She was up late and saw me passing. She invited me in for a drink.
Which only leaves you, Captain. And I have to say, your fingerprints are on the knife.
Yes, I know. I helped in the kitchen. I like cooking. This doesn't prove anything.
This is true. You have no motive. You and Sir Roger were very close friends.
Well, who did it then? Who killed Sir Roger?
It was me.
What?
You, Inspector?
Yes. And I must arrest myself right away.
But why?
I didn't like Sir Roger. It's as simple as that. He got right up my nose.
But such a brutal murder, Inspector. How could you?
Oh, quite easy, really. I put some sleeping pills in his tea and hid behind the curtain. When Sir Roger came into the bedroom, I jumped on him and stabbed him.
Oh.
But why, Inspector Daly? I thought you liked him.
No, couldn't stand him. He was always calling the police to complain about this and that. Always complaining, never happy. And he wore stupid clothes and had such a silly way of talking. I can't talk like him. I don't have a butler and I don't have a big house. Well, I hated him. I hate you all. I'm sick of making arrests and asking everybody lots of questions. No one ever asks me anything. Well, I have a life too, you know. I have feelings. Yes, feelings. And it's time the world paid attention to me. Me, 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 me. Do you hear? Me.
I think we'd better call the police.
No, stop. I've got a better idea. I think if we get some rope from the stables and tie him up...